news, your music, your station.
Radio Tonglen, FM 88.
Public Relations Department of the Royal Thai Government. This is Radio Thailand News.
สวัสดีค่ะ.
สวัสดีครับ.
Today is Monday, December 28th, 2020. And this is Radio Thailand's Morning News Hour with me, Duongrat Songsawang.
And with me, Namo Phananupong.
Starting off our national news this morning. The Interior Ministry is to propose that Cabinet issue temporary work permits to illegal migrant workers next week. Meanwhile, police forces nationwide organize operations to protect the safety of the general public during the New Year holidays.
In the Global Digest, 2,000-year-old fast food stall unearthed from the ash of Pompeii gives researchers new clues about the snacking habits of the ancient Romans.
On Tech Today, from durian fruit that could charge electric cars to sea sponges that might help build better spaceships. Nature is inspiring scientific discovery in a host of unexpected ways.
We'll now give you the details on those headlines and the network.
National News. Brought to you by PTT. Sustainable growth for all.
In national news, CCSA, or the Center for COVID-19 Situation Administration, has reported 121 new imported and locally transmitted cases of COVID-19 with no new fatalities. According to the CCSA's latest report, the total national tally stands at 6,141 cases and 60 deaths. Information from the center shows 4,161 patients have made full recoveries, while 1,920 remains in hospital. The center also clarified that of the new patients, 94 were locally transmitted cases, 18 were migrant workers, and 8 were imported. Meanwhile, spokesperson for the CCSA, Dr. Tawi Sin, with no protein, has said that the CCSA has approved a nationwide ban on gatherings in closed space in order to prevent a possible spread of the coronavirus. The spokesperson reiterated that provincial governors have the authority to order the temporary closure or restrict operating hours of businesses that may put their employees at risk of contracting the disease in their jurisdiction.
Police forces nationwide are working collaboratively to protect the safety of the general public during the New Year holidays while promoting precautionary measures against COVID-19. In Nakhon Ratchasima province, the Provincial Police Region 3 has dispatched crime suppression patrol units, which will operate until January 3rd. Local agencies are working together to promote public safety through strict law enforcement in order to give visitors and locals peace of mind for the New Year holidays. Public safety units have also been dispatched in other provinces to ensure safety and promote measures against the spread of COVID-19. Officials in these units are authorized to carry out raids on suspected locations to find narcotics, illegal articles, guns, and unauthorized weapons and ammunition. They will be setting up checkpoints to check the driver's alcohol level, as well as checking persons based on valid arrest warrants. Service points will be set up as part of the campaign to promote self-protective measures against COVID-19 among the public, which will include wearing a face mask, frequent hand washing, social distancing, and avoiding crowded places.
The Ministry of the Interior is to propose that Cabinet issue temporary work permits or pink cards to illegal migrant workers next week, as many are afraid of being arrested, while some were recently left stranded by their employer in Samut Prakan province. Interior Minister General Anupong Paljinda said that many sectors will be involved in the operation, especially the Ministry of the Interior, the Ministry of Labor, and the Ministry of Public Health, to allow migrant workers to stay and work in Thailand legally. The procedure has to include COVID-19 testing first for safety. It is also expected that the Ministry of Labor, as a host, will collect proposals and procedures from each agency and submit them to the Cabinet next week. Meanwhile, each factory has been instructed to nominate migrant workers who will be registered as a preliminary step and not to remove migrant workers. As for persecution of those involved in the illegal migrant worker smuggling process, Prime Minister General Prayut Chan-o-sha said a special investigative committee has been set up, and Deputy Prime Minister General Prawit Bong Suwan has been assigned to be responsible for its inquiries. The officials have already conducted an investigation, but still did not identify the person behind the movement.
The Public Relations Department, or the PRD, has implemented the concept of design thinking to find solutions to the violence in the South. The PRD and the National Institute of Development Administration, or NIDA, jointly organized the event to bring together representatives from the state, the public, politicians, members of the press, and the youth sector. Attendees were given the opportunity to use their experiences and skills to assign activities and projects to better communicate and create understanding with people of different beliefs. These endeavors must also cater to the demographic of each area. PRD Deputy Director General Tasani Pontanico explains that as the organizer of the event, the PRD seeks to collect a variety of perspectives in order to create lasting solution to the sudden situation. A highlight of the event was a speech on design thinking and innovation for administration in the modern age, along with techniques for design thinking and a deeper understanding of the concept.
The Department of Mental Health has reminded the public to take care of their mental wellness in this extraordinary time, while naming the panic of the people, burnt-out medical professionals, and discrimination against migrant workers and people from at-risk areas key problems that need to be addressed. The department's director general, Dr. Pan Timon Wipulakon, said the new cases of COVID-19, which have spread quickly to many provinces, have taken a toll on the general public's mental health. So the department has introduced measures to address mental health concerns in different populations. The measures are targeting five groups of people, namely persons in quarantine and infected persons, healthcare professionals, the general public, including the fragile population, as well as migrant worker communities. The DMH is looking into the issues faced by these people in four different disease control zones, from the maximum control area, control areas with more than 10 COVID-19 cases and increasing, high alert areas with fewer than 10 COVID-19 cases, and alert areas without any COVID-19 cases. Dr. Pan Pimon advised the general public not to panic, not to discriminate, receive information from reliable sources, and to take care of their own mental health, as well as others, by changing their worries to caution, and to protect themselves by wearing a mask, washing their hands regularly, and practicing social distancing. Those were our national stories. Up next in global news. George Blake, a famous mole in British intelligence who spied for the Soviet KGB during the 1950s before fleeing across the Iron Curtain, has died while polling stations opened for presidential and legislative elections in the Central African Republic as a new rebel offensive threatens the capital.
Good health. Blessed life.
Fresh air.
All of that can be achieved. With every seed we plant, we build a better world for everyone. Join us and share our story to realize our goal. Let's create a greener future with us. Plant with all our hearts for the better tomorrow. PTT, sustainable growth for all.
Have you ever wondered how many millions of people there are in Thailand? What are their genders, their ages and locations? Where do the figures you see in the news come from? How is statistical data collected? The National Statistical Office, or NSO, plays a major role in compiling population and housing data by conducting a census every 10 years on the actual population and household characteristics in Thailand. The data is used in government decision-making, formulating policies and strategies for national development. This data is also useful to the public and private sectors in the constructing of plans, policies, and strategies requiring actual population or housing characteristics. The decennial population and housing census is collected by Kunmadi, going door-to-door, online or e-surveys, mail-in surveys, and phone surveys. Provide information to the National Statistical Office. Together, we can build Thailand's future. For more information, visit worldwideweb.nso.go.th.
Radio Thailand News, broadcast from the Public Relations Department of the Royal Thai Government. On AM 918, FM 88, FM 95.5 and FM 107. For advertising inquiries, please email us at radiothailand@outlook.com. Global News.
You're listening to Radio Thailand's News Hour. We broadcast live from FM 88, FM 95.5, FM 107, and online at nbt.trd.go.th. Turning to our global headlines. KL has launched a cross-border vaccination program of unprecedented scale as part of efforts to end a COVID-19 pandemic that has crippled economies and claimed more than 1.7 million lives around the world. The region of 450 million people has secured contracts with a range of suppliers for over 2 billion vaccine doses and has set a goal for all adults to be inoculated during 2021. While Europe has some of the best resource healthcare systems in the world, the sheer scale of the effort means that some countries are calling on retired medics to help out while others have loosened rules for who is allowed to get the injections. With surveys pointing to high levels of hesitancy towards the vaccine in countries from France to Poland, leaders of the 27-country European Union are promoting it as the best chance of getting back to something like normal life next year. Hungary has jumped the gun on the official rollout by starting to administer shots of the vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech to frontline workers at hospitals in the capital, Budapest, where countries like France, Germany, Italy, Austria, Portugal, and Spain are beginning mass vaccinations, starting with health workers.
Russian news agencies reported that George Blake, a famous mole in British intelligence who spied for the Soviet KGB during the 1950s before fleeing across the Iron Curtain, has died aged 98. Sergei Ivanov, spokesman for Russia's SVR Foreign Intelligence Service, told the TASS state news agency, the legendary intelligence officer George Blake has passed away. Ivanov added, and I quoted, "He sincerely loved our country and admired our people's achievements during World War II. Russian President Vladimir Putin, himself an ex-KGB agent, expressed his deep condolences to Blake's family and friends. In a message published on the Kremlin website, the Russian leader noted Blake's invaluable contribution to ensuring strategic priority and maintaining peace on the planet. A former member of the Dutch resistance during World War II, then an agent of the British Foreign Intelligence Service, MI6, Blake offered his services to the Soviets in the 1950s after witnessing U.S. bombings against the civilian population during the Korean War. He provided the names of hundreds of MI6 agents to the KGB and revealed the existence of a secret tunnel in East Berlin that was used to spy on the Soviets."
Japan said it will halt all new non-resident foreign arrivals coming from overseas until late January, as the country reported its first cases of a new strain of the coronavirus. Japan currently restricts entry for foreigners from most countries over fears of the virus, requiring all visitors to undergo mandatory quarantine upon arrival. Tokyo now plans to strengthen those requirements. Japanese travelers and foreign residents from countries where the new coronavirus strain has been reported must take tests within 72 hours ahead of their departure for the country and again upon arrival at Japanese airports. It will also strengthen quarantine requirements for all travelers returning to Japan. citing the Japanese government. GG Press and Kyoto Agency said the move was part of efforts to stave off the spread of a new coronavirus variant, which is believed to be up to 70% more infectious. Kyoto said foreign visitors with visas would be allowed to enter, with the exception of those who had visited the UK or South Africa within 2 weeks of applying for the entry permit.
A Bangladeshi film director has been arrested and charged after a scene depicting police harshly interrogating a rape victim and highlighting attitudes toward violence against women in the conservative nation sparks the ire of the police force. The first half of Nabob LLB, a fictional courtroom drama about rape and the treatment of victims, starring megastar Shakib Khan, was released on the local streaming service this month. The scene from the movie, directed by Anando Mamoon, went viral on social media with criticism directed at police over their handling of the case. It angered the force, with Mamoon and the actor who plays the policeman, Shaheen Maritra, arrested on Friday. Dhaka Metropolitan Police said on their news portal, and I quote, "The officer was interrogating her using very offensive gestures and obscene language, which is the opposite of healthy entertainment and will create negative perceptions about policing among the public." The statement added that the pair were arrested for making and acting in a film containing such offensive and obscene dialogue. The statement added that the pair were arrested for making and acting in a film containing such offensive and obscene dialogue. They faced court and were charged with making a film with pornographic content over a different scene depicting assault.
Polling stations have opened for presidential and legislative elections in the Central African Republic as the country remains torn by civil war and a new rebel offensive threatens the capital. There was a delay of around 50 minutes before some polling stations in Bangui opened as voting materials had not been delivered on time. UN peacekeepers and local and Rwandan soldiers were patrolling the streets throughout the capital, with armored vehicles posted outside voting places armed with machine guns. Only a small share of the population is likely to be able to vote freely, as two-thirds of the country has been under the control of armed groups for the past 8 years. The most powerful among them joined forces days ago in a new rebellion, planning to march on the capital and halt the elections. For now, they have been kept at arm's length with help from Russian paramilitaries, Rwandan soldiers, and blue-helmeted peacekeepers from the UN's MINUSMA mission to one of the world's poorest countries. Experts and opposing figures in Central African Republic have already asked what legitimacy the president and 140 MPs to be elected will have, given the obstacles to a large proportion of people outside Bangui voting freely.
The 2,000-year-old fast food stall unearthed from the ash of Pompeii has given researchers new clues about the snacking habits of the ancient Romans. For more on this story, we head to our next segment, the Global Digest. The ornate snack bar counter, decorated with polychrome patterns and frozen by volcanic ash, was partially exhumed last year. But archaeologists extended work on the site to reveal it in its full glory. The thermopolium, from the Greek thermos, for hot, and polio, to sell. At what was a busy intersection, a silver wedding street and alley of balconies, was the Roman-era equivalent of a fast-food snack stall. The team found duck bone fragments, as well as the remains of pigs, goats, fish, and snails in earthenware pots. Some of the ingredients had been cooked together like a Roman-era paella. Crushed fava beans, used to modify the taste of wine, were founded at the bottom of one jar. Massimo Osana, Director General of the Archaeological Park of Pompeii, told media that the counter appears to have been closed in a hurry and abandoned by its owners, perhaps as the first rumblings of the eruption were felt. Pompeii was buried in a sea of boiling lava when the volcano on nearby Mount Vesuvius erupted in 79 AD, killing between 2,000 and 15,000 people. Archaeologists continue to make discoveries there. In the latest stage of their work, archaeologists uncovered a number of still life scenes, including depictions of animals believed to have been on the menu, notably mallard ducks,
and a rooster, serving up with
wine or hot beverages. Previously unearthed was a fresco bearing an image of a nymph riding a seahorse and gladiators in combat. Osana said, as well as bearing witness to daily life in Pompeii, the possibilities to analyze afforded by this mausoleum are exceptional, because for the first time we have excavated a site in its entirety. The thermopogeum was very popular in the Roman world. Pompeii alone had around 80. The massive site that spreads over 44 hectares is what remains of one of the richest cities in the Roman Empire. Layers of ash buried many buildings and objects in a nearly pristine state, including curled-up corpses of victims. Pompeii is Italy's second most visited site after the Colosseum in Rome, and last year attracted around 4 million tourists.
That's it for the global segment. Next in our business updates. The head of the European Chamber of Commerce in China says European businesses in China are hopeful of an EU-China investment deal. While Australia's rock lobster exports are worth $500 million a year, but all that has changed with Beijing imposing near total import ban on lobster.
Though crude oil is considered one of the world's most important commodities, many may still not know how crude oil is actually bought and sold. Crude oil can be sold either in a spot market, where crude is traded for immediate delivery, or through futures contracts on the futures market, where trades are based on delivery at a future date, meaning prices are agreed upon at the time of purchase for oil that is delivered at a later agreed upon date. Futures contracts are the preferred method of buying and selling crude oil due to its importance in setting production goals. These contracts allow manufacturers to assess future demand and price. The method minimizes price fluctuation while ensuring supplies for industries that need it. Trading oil futures is such a common practice that prices announced in the media are usually futures prices taken from the Intercontinental Exchange in the United Kingdom or the New York Mercantile Exchange in the United States of America. Brought to you by PRISM PTT Group Synergy Platform. PTT. Sustainable growth for all.
Has joined time to present Safety in 100 Ways, an interactive digital destination showcasing 100 of Subaru's innovative safety features through a series of videos that will uncover why the Subaru name has become synonymous with safety. Understand Safety in 100 Ways by visiting subaru.asia/time or feel safer today by booking a test drive and enjoying your drive iPay deals through this December only. Be presented with 0.69% interest for 48 months, free maintenance for 3 years or 60,000 kilometers, free first-class insurance, and a free field coupon with Subaru's U-Drive iPay deal for bookings by this December. Contact your nearest Subaru dealer today.
Radio Thailand News,
broadcast from the Public Relations Department of the Royal Thai Government.
At AM 918, FM 88, FM 95.5, and FM 107. For advertising inquiries, please email us at radiothailand@outlook.com. Business News.
In business headlines, Britain has published the text of its narrow trade agreement with the European Union just 5 days before it exits one of the world's biggest trading blocs and its most momentous global shift since the loss of the empire. The text includes a 1,246-page trade document, as well as accords on nuclear energy, exchanging classified information, civil nuclear energy, and a series of joint declarations. The draft EU-UK Trade and Cooperation Agreement means that from 2300 hours GMT on December 31st, when Britain finally leaves the European Union Single Market and Customs Union, there will be no tariffs or quotas on the movement of goods originating in either place between the United Kingdom and the EU. Prime Minister Boris Johnson cast the deal as the final implementation of the will of the British people, who voted 52-48% for Brexit in the 2016 referendum, while Europe's leaders said it was time to leave Brexit behind. The political crisis over Brexit have left allies puzzled by a country, the world's number six economy, and a pillar of the NATO alliance that was for decades touted as a confident pillar of Western economic and political stability.
The head of the European Chamber of Commerce in China said European businesses in China are hopeful of an EU-China investment deal by the end of the year, although Beijing has declined to commit to a deadline. The China-EU Comprehensive Agreement on Investment has been in the works for 7 years and is expected to pave the way for European businesses to invest in financial services, telecommunications, electric vehicles, and other sectors that are gradually being opened up for foreign investment in China. But the deal is facing opposition from some European members of parliament and the incoming U.S. administration of President-elect Joe Biden, who say it does not address concerns about the use of forced labor. George Wojcicki, head of the European Chamber of Commerce in China, told AFP, quote, "The next few days will be interesting. My sense is that there is a serious push to get this past the finishing line." In an interview with media on Wednesday, France's junior trade minister Frank Raefter said Beijing needed to address the issue of forced labor if Paris was to agree to the deal. Human rights organizations have raised concerns about labor practices in Xinjiang, where ethnic groups have reportedly been forced to pick cotton under a state-run scheme. Beijing rejects the accusations.
NEPC, the National Energy Policy Commission, chaired by Prime Minister General Yu Jianosha, has decided to increase the energy purchase rate for households while expanding solar energy to schools and hospitals. The decision comprises two parts, the first being a hike to the rate at which energy produced by households is sold back to the state from 1.68 baht per kilowatt to 2.2 baht, with a purchase target of 50 megawatts starting January 1st and continuing for 10 years on account of new participants in the program, as well as to encourage investment in solar energy. The second part of the decision involves expanding solar energy purchases to schools, educational institutions, hospitals, and agricultural irrigation systems. Power generated by such entities will be bought at a rate of 1 baht per kilowatt, with a target of 20 megawatts from schools, 20 megawatts from hospitals, and 10 megawatts from irrigation systems over the course of 10 years. It is expected that the combined purchase quota of 100 megawatts across all projects will trigger 3 billion baht in investment in solar energy production.
Thailand's Food and Drugs Administration, or the FDA, has joined hands with the wholesaler Macro to offer special discounts on some 2,000 items under the Healthier Choice logo, which are deemed suitable as New Year gifts. The FDA launched the campaign promoting gift baskets specially curated with Healthier Choice products, ensuring that they have good nutritional values and secure packaging. These curated gift baskets are available with the Healthier Choice branding, along with a label listing the items, their types, manufacturing date, and date of expiration. The FDA encourages people who will be making their own gift baskets to consider items with the Healthier Choice label, which span 11 product categories. FDA Deputy Secretary General Dr. Poon Lab Chantawijit Wong recently visited the Macro Chang Wattana Wholesale Supermarket to promote the program. The campaign is available at all Macro outlets. I will conclude on January 15.
Australia's rock lobster exports are worth half a billion U.S. dollars a year. But all that has changed with Beijing imposing a near-total import ban on lobster. Even in the scorching Australian summer sun, long queues of customers snake around Fremantle Harbour, a soothing sight for beleaguered local fishermen trying to replace lost business with China. In normal times, 94% of the lobster exports go to China. Relations between Canberra and Beijing have been in freefall for most of this year. Individual businesses have been forced to find new customers and markets overnight to avoid red ink, job cuts, or bankruptcy. Some barley farmers have planted other grains on the Australia. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, prices usually averaged around $33 per kilogram, while customers have recently been buying the world-renowned Western rock lobster directly on the quail for $34 a kilogram, a 36% markdown.
Climate change and biodiversity loss are laying bare our dependence on the natural world for everything from the food we eat to the air we breathe. But nature also holds the solution to other problems, inspiring scientific discovery in a host of unexpected ways. For more on this story, we go to our next segment, Tech Today. Lex Amori from the Biomimicry Institute said, "It is imperative we look to the biological blueprints that have been successful over millennia to launch groundbreaking ideas faster. Smelly durian fruit that could charge electric cars to sea sponges that might help build better spaceships are among a selection of this year's scientific work inspired by nature. Removing tumors and blood clots through minimal invasive surgery may soon become easier thanks to a flexible, ultra-thin, and steerable needle inspired by parasitic wasps. Spiders make silk to entangle unsuspecting bugs, but now humans can use it to make optical lenses capable of picturing viruses that are invisible to the naked eye." In a study published in the Journal of Bioethics, scientists say they use Daddy Long Legs dragline silk as a support for the lens. According to a study published in Nature Materials, an intricately latticed marine sponge called the Venus Flower Basket found in the depths of the Pacific Ocean could inspire stronger skyscrapers, longer bridges, and lighter spacecraft. Scientists discover that the structure of the sponge's tubular skeleton gives it a higher strength-to-weight ratio than traditional designs that have been used for centuries for buildings and bridges. To some, the durian fruit is a succulent and delicious treat. To others, they are so stinky that they are routinely banned from hotel rooms across Southeast Asia. But the durian fruit may be about to add a new, unexpected reason for its fame, helping to charge mobile phones and electric cars. In a study published in the Journal of Energy Storage, scientists described how they made extremely light and porous materials called aerogels from fruit. Co-author and Sydney University Associate Professor Vincent Gomez said aerogels are great supercapacitors, which resemble energy reservoirs that dole out energy smoothly. They can then supply energy to charge electronic devices such as mobile phones, tablets, and laptops within a few seconds. Meanwhile, bamboo has attracted interest as a versatile construction material. In a study published in the ACS Nano, researchers said they had found an answer to how to make bamboo strong enough for the task. By partially removing the lignin, an organic substance which forms woody tissue, and microwaving the bamboo, researchers said its strength nearly doubled.
And those are business news. Up next, we have more headlines from Radio Thailand News.
This is Radio Thailand News.
Cutting in line and unauthorized use of public spaces are examples of conflicts of interest. Be a part of combating corruption and building responsibility toward oneself and society among the new generation. If you see a government official acting in conflict of interest by benefiting from or centering their public service around their own benefit, contact the National Anti-Corruption Commission at nacc.go.th or its hotline at 1205.
Special report.
Chairman of the Amata Foundation discussing Chinese government's long years of successful efforts to eliminate poor people from the country.
The future of Asia still continues to talk about China, how they really managed no any poor people in the country from the year of the 2020. The first one, Chinese still keep developing the agriculture, cooperate with the industry. Second, after success, they are moving more industry also go to the countryside. But the key thing is the very, very rural area. How the Chinese government can make that the rural area turn to get away from poor. Chinese government have been sending officers, over 1 million people, go to every village in China. Directly into the market. That is making a lot of farmers get the good price, and in the same time, consumer can get the low price. That is making the business growing well, and in the same time, Chinese government give the right to the private sector to build a road, build a utility, but government control the cost, the price. And of course, that one is making China to have the very good logistics from the rural area into the market. That is the whole story that makes China successfully know any poor people by a good vision and a good management of the Chinese leader.
Radio Thailand's news broadcast from the Public Relations Department of the Royal Thai Government on AM 918, FM 88, FM 95.5 and FM 107. For advertising inquiries, please email us at radiothailand@outlook.com.
Welcome to Uniquely Thailand, a program that brings you the great history, places to visit, and fun activities to do from our beautiful ASEAN nation. From the majestic five-star hotels in the capital, to simple mountainous resorts in the north, from the stunning plains and hills of the Golden Triangle, to the white sand beaches in the south, Thailand has so much to offer, but one visit is never enough. From the most delicate species of butterfly, all the way to the crab-eating mongoose, there's not much you will not find hidden in the rolling landscape of the Thai Kingdom. Thailand is home to 127 national parks alone, many of which offer guided tours to help you get the most out of your experience and to ensure the safety of the animals within. The elegant and agile clouded leopards are on the must-see list for any keen wildlife spotters in Thailand. And Khao Sok National Park is the place to see them. They are given away by the cloudy markings on their beautiful ochre to silver pelts and their incredibly long canines, the longest of any living cats, with some experts suspecting some share ancestry with the saber-toothed tiger. Clouded leopards are classified as a vulnerable species, and breeding programs are in place throughout Thailand. The clouded leopard is native to Thailand and several countries in Southeast Asia. It spends a large part of its life in trees and dense forests. The leopard is an elegant and agile animal that is a must-see for wildlife enthusiasts visiting Thailand. They have the longest canines of all living cats, clouded leopards are categorized as a vulnerable species because their numbers are drastically reducing. Deep in southern Thailand, Khao Sok is the perfect alternative to the nearby party destinations of Phuket, Krabi, and Koh Samui, and is home to some of the most beautiful landscape Thailand has seen. It is covered by the world's oldest evergreen rainforest, as well as limestone mountains, valleys, lakes, caves, and more. There are around 200 huge Asian elephants within Khao Yai National Park, and they are often spotted rustling for food in the undergrowth or even just walking down the middle of the road. While catching sight of such a majestic creature is sure to be a truly exciting feat, just remember to stay on your guard and as quiet as possible in order to avoid spooking the animals. They may be volatile if they are accompanied by baby elephants. Khao Yai is Thailand's oldest national park and is also a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Elephants are not the only draw of Khao Yai. Tigers, bears, snakes, or perhaps some of the park's 382 species of birds. Described by Joseph Kipling as the most bizarre of the ursine species, Thailand's Asian black bear is a vulnerable species with a declining population, but has been occasionally spotted within Kangkrajah National Park in Phetchaburi and Phetchaburi-Khan provinces. Although only medium-sized, the black bear is known to be aggressive towards humans, so care must be taken if you are lucky enough to spot one. Kangkrajah is Thailand's largest national park and is generally regarded as the best the kingdom has to offer in terms of bird and butterfly watching. It covers a diverse topography, including rainforests, mountains, and two rivers, and boasts a bewitching heavy mist every morning. As the home to Thailand's largest tiger population, Hoi Ka Khang Wildlife Sanctuary is an absolute must-visit for fans of the beautiful big cat. While there are thought to be around 90 Indo-Chinese tigers within the sanctuary, spotting one is still relatively rare and seems to come down to luck and good eyesight. Hoi Ka Khang is a UNESCO World Heritage Site and thought to be home to one-third of Southeast Asia's mammals, including deer, boar, macaque, elephants, leopards, and 355 bird species. While a small section is open to visitors, you will need to apply for a permit if you wish to visit more prohibited areas. The agile gibbon is usually found in Indonesia, but there is also a thriving population of the primates down near the Malaysian border and the Halabala Wildlife Reserve. Well, all that to justice to their agile name, the pace at which they move is nothing short of mesmerizing. The agile gibbon is sadly endangered thanks to the habitat destruction and the pet trade. Halabala has been an official sanctuary since 1996. It covers the San Kalakiri mountain range, as well as the forests of Hala and Bala, and is home to 350 bird species and a number of mammals, including tapir, leopard, Asian elephant, and more. You will need to request a permit in advance before hiking through the reserve. Khao Samrayot is Thailand's first marine national park, located just 3 hours south of Bangkok. Dolphins, including the Irrawaddy species, can often be seen splashing around the coastline and out at sea, so be sure to try out a boat trip during your visits.
The Irrawaddy is
instantly recognizable from other varieties of dolphins due to its strangely short beak and front-facing blowhole. It is genetically very closely associated with killer whales, although its appearance is more akin to the beluga. Khao Sam Rayard, translated as the mountain with 300 peaks, covers one of the largest wetlands in Thailand and hides a series of caves, including the famous Phayanakorn Cave, coves, and islands within its boundaries. There are no big animals like elephants and tigers, but birds and monkeys are in abundance. If you are incredibly lucky, you may just get to see the rare, critically endangered two-horned Sumatran rhinoceros if you pay a visit to the Phukia Wildlife Sanctuary in Chaiyaphum Province. Footprints of the bees were last tracked there in 1996, although sadly there's been no sighting since. The smallest rhino species in existence, Sumatrans, are also known as hairy rhinoceroses, thanks to their long hair. They're thought to be less than 100 in the wild today. Although it is unlikely you'll spot one, it is still worth paying a visit to Phukia if you are passionate about wildlife. It is home to over 350 species of birds and is one of the world's most important sites for the conservation of the endangered white-winged dove. Elephants are nearly synonymous with Thailand, and no visit to the Land of Smiles would be complete without spotting an Asian elephant. Despite the ubiquity of elephant rides and shows, there are serious concerns about whether these elephants are being properly treated. Asian elephants have been a symbol of Thailand since ancient times, and these magnificent animals are currently recognized as part of the national identity. Elephants have played an important part in Thailand history, and today the elephant is an enduring symbol of Thailand. The elephant also has special spiritual significance, with its deep associations with Buddhism and Hinduism. The number of elephants in Thailand has decreased dramatically in recent years. While in 1950, there were about 50,000 animals living in Thailand, the population has been decimated to roughly 3,500 elephants today. Feral elephants can hardly be found in Thailand nowadays. 300 animals are estimated to live in the north of the country. Phang Nga Chau National Park is home to approximately 200 elephants. Uniquely Thailand will return next time with great stories and information about hundreds of other majestic places and awesome activities still waiting to be explored throughout Thailand and our beloved kingdom, the Land of Smiles. Thank you for joining us today. Swadee krap.
Member states in the 33rd ASEAN-US Dialogue in August via video conference. The meeting discussed ASEAN-US cooperation in various areas, such as digital connectivity, enhancing the role of the private sector in economic recovery, human capital development, regional and international issues, as well as the response to the COVID-19 pandemic and post-pandemic recovery. The ASEAN-US Dialogue is an annual meeting convened to discuss and exchange views on key issues under the ASEAN-US Dialogue relations. This meeting meeting provided a timely opportunity to reaffirm the close cooperation that exists between ASEAN and the United States as an important strategic partner in promoting regional stability, security, and prosperity, particularly amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Such cooperation is also critical at this time in accelerating sustainable recovery in a prompt and sustainable manner.
A core pillar of the government's work, combating corruption and elevating the judicial system in Thailand, is an ongoing endeavor of the administration. Towards ending malfeasance, the government is spreading awareness and prompting active resistance to corruption while making sure to swiftly and righteously handle cases of graft threatening the nation. Thailand, stability, prosperity, and sustainability.
The Department of Disaster Prevention and Mitigation seeks to build disaster resilience.
Key to the National Plan for Disaster Prevention
is public awareness. By knowing how to respond to disasters according to official guidelines and how to use the tools provided by response agencies, all the departments can feel assured in its international safety standard. Be ready. Be rehearsed. Know how to stay safe.
For the people, like altruistic heart, we love doing good. His Majesty King Mahawachiralongkorn Ratwachirakrachayuhua put into practice the message he delivered upon ascending the throne, and he has bettered the lives of his people and allowed them to better one another. Fostering compassion, His Majesty the King is the heart of the kingdom.
It's me, Mimi Kachangan.
And me, Edward Ensko.
And we're
Bangers Away.
Catch us both on Fridays at 7:30 p.m. on FM 88 for a light-hearted conversation about the week's top stories with a bit of mischievous banter on the side.
You can also give us a thumbs up on our Anchors Away FB page and YouTube channel to watch us in your own sweet time and to your heart's content.
Anchors Away.
Catch your weekly news wave here
every Friday night on FM 88.
Thailand Magazine. Mango and sticky rice. It's the PB&J of Thailand. Slices of golden fruit next to a dome of sticky rice, topped with fresh coconut milk. It's a match made in heaven. If you want to make it yourself, soak the sticky rice for at least an hour, and then cook in a rice cooker. You know it's ready when it's sticky and translucent. Then mix in the coconut milk. Add slices of ripe mango, and you're done. Many times, you'll see the sticky rice formed into a dome with a small bowl and topped with more coconut milk and crushed peanuts. Some variations include using black sticky rice, which has a striking purple appearance, or substituting mango with durian, the so-called king of fruits. So the next time you're having friends and family over for dinner, consider making mango and sticky rice for dessert. And it's sure to be a hit for all your sweet tooth friends.
Radio Thailand's news broadcast from the Public Relations Department of the Royal Thai Government on AM 918, FM 88, FM 95.5 and FM 107. For advertising inquiries, please email us at radiothailand@outlook.com.
Donuts aren't exactly a superfood, but it turns out they may be capable of providing your brain with what it needs to effectively start the day. While a donut isn't the healthiest morning breakfast, sometimes it's what your brain actually needs. If you're having trouble concentrating or remembering things in the morning, it's often because your brain is missing the sugar it needs to function normally. According to Dr. Gary L. Wang from Ohio State University, the type of sugar found in donuts is used as an energy source and produces a neurotransmitter, which is important to a good memory and your mood. Therefore, a tasty donut first thing in the morning is likely to provide your brain with everything it needs to pay attention and learn new things. While a daily donut may not be your healthiest option, you may want to consider adding a bit of baked goods containing some sugar to your daily morning diet to keep yourself ready for a busy day ahead.
That's where we wrap up the morning news hour for Monday, December 28th, 2020. Our next news hour is at midday today, but you can catch Radio Thailand's hourly news for updates around the clock.
Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Namo Hananupol. Swati Krap.
And I'm Dung Rat Sung Sawang. Swati Ka.
Live from the Public Relations Department of the Royal Thai Government, that was News Hour.
Solidarity.